The bank giant J.P. Morgan Chase is changing its credit card debt collection practices after a lawsuit involving Florida's and 46 other states' attorney generals. WUSF's Joselise Ramos reports that Florida is getting the largest chunk of the $136 million settlement.
Florida Chase customers who were affected by Chase's debt collection practices are receiving more than $4.5 million in restitution. Chase has been accused of illegal tactics like robo-signing, which means signing lots of documents without reviewing records. Florida is receiving $16.9 million, the largest chunk from the settlement. $1.6 million will go towards the state's general revenue fund, and the rest will be distributed among various nonprofit organizations across Florida. Rebecca Flowers is with a consumer fraud program which will be receiving some of the money.
We run out of the Elder Law Center at Stetson College of Law, a consumer fraud project that does what needs to be done to educate our seniors about the greedy predators that are out there ready to take their hard-earned money and their life savings.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says the money used by the nonprofits will go towards legal services, financial literacy, and debt management programs. Joselise Ramos, WUSF 89.7 News.